Good afternoon, and thank you for having me here this afternoon. I currently work for the Michigan Department of Community Health, which is the state health department in Michigan. I'm in the Office of Public Health Preparedness. One quick issue, and I'm going to talk while I focus. These lovely things that I wear on my face are telescopic lenses. I'm legally blind due to ocular albinism, and these allow me to see what I need to see. Now, that means, though, since like right now I'm looking at all of you through just a regular piece of glass, prescription lens, I'm not going to catch a lot of the subtle nonverbal communication that folks in the audience usually give the presenter. I apologize. But this, I won't catch. Might be good for me, but I won't catch it. So at the question and answer period or other times, if you're trying to get my attention, you're going to have to be much more, you're not going to have to be subtle. You're going to have to be very bold. Raising your hand, raise your hand. So I can recognize you. So I appreciate your understanding. Likewise, no disclosures. We're public health. You know, what do you want? I'm here to talk about a program that is now going into its ninth year. So here, after hearing my colleagues present, I'm thinking, this sounds like a somewhat practical application of a lot of the principles they're getting at. So that's what I'm hoping you'll see as well. This is a program where we're trying to reach state legislators to give them real concrete, make public health real for them as they're making funding decisions in Michigan. And secondly, this presentation is hopefully going to spark some ideas maybe in your mind, something you can take home and say, I can use that. I really hope that's what you get out of it. Our partnership, the Michigan Public Health Week Partnership, these are our major objectives. We're trying to make public health real by showcasing accomplishments on the local, the community level. That can be city, county, township, however it is. And we're trying to recognize and encourage that work at the local level so folks that are in the trenches will continue to do that. And we do that by an annual awards program during Public Health Week. Now, for Michigan, that means 2 weeks later. National Public Health Week, always the first week of April. Our legislature is always on recess the first week of April. If that's our primary target audience, we can't really hold the event when they're not in town. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So we, unfortunately, are a little out of step with that, but we take the theme every year. We tell APHE what we're doing, but unfortunately, we're a week to two behind the national theme in order to hit our target audience. There are three major challenges to continuing this program. I did not create this. Okay, this started, I think, about 2004 in Michigan. I came to it in 2007 because my boss told her boss, who was the head of the State Public Health Administration, that I'd be happy to do this, to lead this program, because my predecessor was moving on to another job. I said, of course. I had no idea what I'm getting to. So here's the three things that we're trying to do. Sustain the initiative, find the right way to recognize people and accessing the legislators, again, without becoming lobbyists or breaking the piggy bank. So let's tackle membership and funding. This is who I had when I inherited the program in 2007. Michigan Public Health Association, of course, the Department of Community Health that I work for, Michigan Public Health Institute, U of M, School of Public Health, Michigan State, and the Michigan Association for Local Public Health, which is, in essence, the lobbying organization for local public health. They do a lot of that advocacy lobbying work at the state capitol. So those were my partners. We all formed part of the project team. What do they have to do? The state health department, boss told me, you have no money. There's no state money, there's no government money, because we're trying to influence legislatures. You can't mix those. We said, fine. So the state health department provides in-kind support. Me as a project coordinator, my time, conference calling services, Adobe Connect for internet meetings, all those kinds of things to keep a project going, meeting space, that sort of thing. The rest of the partners put up the money, and they also put up a representative on the project planning team every year. We don't meet year-round. What do they get for it? They get name recognition. Their name gets before the legislatures. We always tell them who's in the partnership. Networking with others, individuals, they can start to network with those people that we're recognizing at local level. Those local folks can start networking with some of these major players in public health in Michigan. And it's a small time commitment. We run for about 5 months, December, January, through the end of April when the award ceremony is finished. Our project meetings are about 15 minutes once a week, except for the time when we decide who the award winners are, then that's an hour or so. So the actual time commitment for each partner, besides this little bit, is a little bit of time in between these to do some project work, research on nominations, spreading communications on partner websites and social media and those kinds of things. So it's not a lot of time, and folks are willing to say, yes, we can help, we can do this. It's not that hard for us. Here's where we were in 2014. You notice there are a couple more graphics on the slide. Wayne State University, their public health program, joined us by 2014. Also, the Michigan Association of Counties. And you're probably saying, why would they want to join us? Well, they joined us back in, I think it was 2010 or 11, when there was an environmental health theme to National Public Health Week. And they said, yeah, we can get on board with that because that'll affect, that's part of what we're doing at the county level, even with in county government. They've stayed. They said, this is a good partnership between us, you and us. So they're here. This year, we're adding Grand Valley State University's public health program to our mix for 2015. And hopefully, as the years go on, we'll be able to have a couple more in for the mix. So where does all this money go, or what little we spend? So here's what we spent last year, 2014. Procurement of awards, the lunch reception. Yes, we give the awardees a lunch. They're coming all the way to Lansing from Detroit, or the UP even. Upper Peninsula. Okay, so Detroit, we're in Lansing, the Upper Peninsula, you know, it's a long way to go just to get a plaque, a wooden plaque. So we thought the least we could do is feed them. So we do. So this is how much we spent. We have to rent the Capitol Rotunda, the state capitol, for an hour. That costs some money. We print color programs. That costs a little bit of money. And there's a few miscellaneous things. So how much did it cost us? $1,660 to put this whole thing on in 2014. Average, that each partner paid $277. For you, University of Michigan, Wayne State, Michigan State, drop in the bucket, right? But for MALF, for the Public Health Association, for Michigan Association of Counties, these are small organizations, $277 is doable. Whereas if it were much more, they'd have to say, no, we can't. So it doesn't break their piggy bank, and they can stay involved. Average cost, since I've been coordinating this project, $284 a year for each partner organization. Okay. Choosing the right recognition. First year we started, and I put this on purpose, you can see different kinds of recognitions, plaques, certificates, trophies. We struggled for a couple of years as to what we were going to do. We started out with certificates for our health policy champions, who are like legislators, county officials. It just, I don't know, just to me, finally it dawned on me that this is kind of flat. Why would you come join us for just a little piece of paper you're going to toss in the wastebasket when you get back to your office? So we said, no. Award branding became important to the partnership. We wanted an award that would be recognizable year to year to year, not only by the people who got the award, but by all the others in the world of public health in the state of Michigan. They would know what it is. They would see the award and say, I know that. Yes, I want to be a part of that. We chose the same venue. We always do this in the Capitol Rotunda, right underneath the legislature. Literally, they're on second floor chambers. We're on the first floor. Very convenient. We don't change it. It works. Because they can come down between sessions, between committee meetings, and join us and meet their constituents. So here's what one of the awards, this is what we decided on. It's a wooden plaque from, as a state, has the title of the award in the Upper Peninsula portion. The clock really works, and their name is on it. This is our Hometown Health Year Award. Local public health, this is what they're going to get. The health policy champions, they get the same thing. Except it says health policy champion in the Upper Peninsula instead of hometown health hero. Quickly in this graphic, our recently retired director of community health, James Hapent, he was the director when I made this presentation. He's now retired. And one, two, three, the other four people are state legislators. Senator Molinar, Representative Kavanaugh, Representative Liss, and Representative Matt Lorry on the right holding the award. He's actually won the award twice because he's been, after his first award, he became a very strong advocate in public health, so we got him again in 2014. Okay, reaching legislators. This is the big question all on our minds. How do we influence the funders? Well, first, the question we ask is which legislators to reach. We're not going to reach everybody. They don't have an interest. Who has an interest in what we're doing and who we're recognizing? So once we determine who the award winners are, we identify who's their state senator, who's their state representative. We identify legislators that, according to the members of our partnership, have done good work in public health and should be recognized. And then if there are other key legislatures that don't fall into that group, we'll identify them and target them. We sent them a letter, email, and fax. Right. It's nice. The letter tells them who we are, who we're honoring, and why. Oh, yeah, and where to come, when to come, and you're going to get a lunch. But that's not enough. We have found, if that's all we do, we're not going to get too many people there, even if they're interested. Okay, follow-up phone calls were the key. And in 2014, this is partly how we got Grand Valley to jump on board. I was talking with their director, and she volunteered her students to make those follow-up phone calls for us to legislative staffers as practicum for some of our courses. Worked out great. We probably had 11 awardees, and we probably had 9 of them represented by a legislator this past year. So this has, for us, been a key component, is that follow-up. What's in it for the legislators? Well, they get a follow-up with their constituents. It's positive media coverage when we can get that. This is our 9th year. The media, the general MS media, it's not news for them so much anymore, so they aren't there necessarily at the beginning, but we will send out releases to them, and especially the local print media of our award winners. They publish it. Local health departments put on their website, so they do get media coverage out of this event. It's good relationship with their constituents. They learn more what's happening in their district. It makes their people real to them. They learn what's going on in public health. It's a very easy, in our minds, easy, quick, cheap way to let them know what great work is happening in their communities in terms of health, public health, and finally you get a free lunch, which we get. That's a great invite. And some of them actually do come. A lot of them have told me, Jim, I'd love to come. I got a committee meeting when you're having your lunch, but I would be there. Last year, we had 3 of them actually stay at lunch, which is a record for us. So I was very happy. Here's an example. The gentleman in the middle is one of our hometown health heroes. That big frame he's holding, that's a legislative tribute. And that's the state representative on stage left with Director Haveman on stage right. They often bring a tribute. The legislators that come, they bring a tribute. So they've already had to go through their colleagues to get that on the floor of the House or the Senate and passed right into the record. So we're getting the message there, hopefully, year by year, slowly but surely. Now, I just have to double check my time. Okay. Am I speaking too fast? I know I have that tendency. Am I good? Good. Okay. All right, we have time to talk about the award process. I wasn't sure I was going to, but I want you to know. Okay, the Hometown Health Hero Award. These are the primary criteria we are looking for in an awardee. Individual, group, organization. They have to have done something real. We don't want to just hand this out to anybody that says, oh, yeah, you know, I put in a community garden. It's one plot on the corner of my yard, and anybody in the town can come plant it. Okay, well, nice idea, but not really what we're after. So the quality and the specificity of the nomination, the people who fill out these nominations for us, they have to tell us what this program does, what's been accomplished, what they expect to accomplish. We're looking, and what's the benefits? Not just outcomes, but benefits. How's the community better off because of what you did? Or what this group did. We've had some very, very nice examples of how to do that. Okay? So, the criteria we do publish is we're looking also, if we can, to get geographical diversity. We'd like to have awardees that represent the whole state of Michigan, not just the Southeast, not just the Southwest. Most years, we're fortunate enough to get nominations, we can pretty much do that. In 2014, in fact, the graphic I showed you, this gentleman, he's from the Upper Peninsula. His program was that we honored had to do with violence prevention, domestic violence prevention, and his was the healthy male and man beard essay contest. So the contestants had to grow the best beard in the place, and they had to put on paper why domestic violence against somebody else is not appropriate. What can we do to stop it? What can we do to prevent it? So we liked what he did. So he got an award last year. So we're looking for quality, organizational diversity, if we can get it, demographic diversity, if we can get it. 2014, we had our first tribal nomination. One of our tribal health partners was nominated. It's the first time. I hope that's not the last time. We have 12 recognized federal tribes in the state of Michigan. Okay, health policy champions. These are mostly elected officials, can be state or local. Usually two-thirds of these awards are state legislators. A couple years ago, Michigan passed the Clean Indoor Air Act. It's a major accomplishment. To have smoke-free environments in all of our restaurants and bars and places. So the legislators that were key pushers of that were honored with this Health Policy Champion Award. But we get pool of information. Those who are put up for nominations of hometown heroes sometimes fall in this arena. One example is the Meijer Health Living Team. Meijer Incorporated is a major grocery chain in Michigan. They put together a nutritional rating program for all their foods, for all their stores, so that the shopper coming in could look at the scale, understand how healthy the foods were, how the foods are for me that I am buying. We thought for somebody, and they did it on their own initiative. There wasn't really a push from state government or local government. They did that on their own, and we thought that was worthy to be recognized. So they were Health Policy Champions in 2012. How do we get the word out? Any way we can. That's part of what our partners in this partnership do. Community Health has a website. The universities all have websites. MALF has a website. They all have at least Facebook. Some have both Facebook and Twitter. It's all put out. Emails. We send out all the local health departments, hospitals, any schools, anybody we can think of. We'll send the message out about the award program and encourage people to nominate. We've had anywhere from 20 to 44 nominations beginning of the year. So each partner has to review all the nominations, and we all sit down. We have a ranking system on an Excel sheet, and we go through all that, and then we talk about it. And for me, the ranking is good, but it's the talking about it at the end that really solidifies the quality of our program, because I may know something that one of my other partners doesn't know. For example, this tribal health partner, the nomination form was kind of sketchy. But since I worked with that person, I could tell the partnership, well, these are the other things that they didn't say that this person is accomplishing. Or sometimes somebody else on the partnership will say, hey, I know this program. It's really worked. Here's what it's done. Even though the person who submitted the form wasn't as articulate as we would have liked, but we're able to fill in the gaps. It can go the other way, too. We can say, oh, it's a nice nomination, but we really know it hasn't achieved quite what they said they would. So it all depends. So the decision's made. We award them or don't. One of these two or wait till next year. Okay. Some examples of our health policy champions over the years. Also, we always are able to get the governor to issue a proclamation. The governor usually likes to do that. I mean, governors issue proclamations for every week out of the year. It's not a huge thing, but we try and make it a big deal when we present our request to the governor's office that this is not your usual, it's National Flower Day or something in the state of Michigan, but this is an important event. In past years, we've had the director of community health invite the governor to attend. They haven't been able to work that out. It's the word that's gotten back to me, so I don't know if that means we really are just, they've just been too busy, or they're politely saying, it's not quite risen to the level that I'm going to show up at. Don't know. Haven't done that research yet. May not. But we do get the proclamation. Every one of our partners gets a copy, so we try and publicize that around as well. And again, everybody comes to lunch after it's all done. So really, this is one of those examples that we truly are doing more with less. Thank you.